Hey y'all, come on, good morning. Share first and then I'll look for what I was looking for. Good morning, welcome. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yep, Charlotte, it is a fresh start. It is 100% a fresh start. My God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Woo! Thank you, Lord. I hear you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Release, 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 release. Come on, thank you, Lord. Release, 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 release. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Y'all share, I'ma share, and then we're gonna get started. Woo, I hear you again. Lord, I thank you. Release, release, release. Woo, it's a brand new day. Thank you, Lord. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Woo, come on. I don't know why. There's a old school song in my head, but I love when God talks to me through music, and it's just like I'm in love under new management. That's I'm in love under new management. That's what's in my head this morning. I'm in love under new management. Woo, my God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm in love under new management. Woo, Lord. My goodness. I'm in love. Under new, some of y'all too young for that. Some of y'all need to up y'all music, like y'all historic game of y'all music. Y'all should know good music. I'm in love under new management. Woo! Come on, my goodness. I'm in love under new management. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father. We thank you. We bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We thank you for a brand new day with fresh grace and brand new mercies. And we thank you, Father God, for being in love under new management. Woo! Thank you. Thank you, Father God. We give you our hearts today. We cast all our cares on you because you care for us. Woo! My God, there is not a circumstance or a situation, my God, that you can't handle. Ooh, if you said it, I believe it. Ooh, your word says, come unto me, all who are heavy laden and burdened. Ooh, take my yoke upon you and I will give you rest. Ooh. So thank you, Lord God, that we can rest, my God. Thank you, Lord God, that we can trust you with our families. We can trust you with our finances. We can trust you with our mental health. We can trust you with our physical health. My God, we can trust you spiritually. You are consistent. You never leave us. You never forsake us. My God, thank you, Lord, that you overrule every plot, every plan, and every ploy of the enemy. Lord God, and because we love you, you are working it all out for our good. We thank you, Lord God, that this is a brand new day. Woo! My God, and our expectation is for you to be God. We thank you, Lord God, for daily bread. We thank you, Lord God, for delivering us from evil. My God, we thank you, Lord God, that we will not cause any harm. Lord God, we thank you that you are making us more effective for you. Stretch our capacity, increase our discernment open the eyes of our understanding to the hope of who you have called us to be in Christ Jesus. Lord God, we will not be reserved today. Woo! Your word says, come bold, my God. So we come boldly, woo, before your throne, asking you, Lord, remember me. Woo! Remember Javen. Remember Jaleel. Remember Josiah. Remember Judah. My God, remember TJ, Lord God, my God, remember Lyric, Logan, Shiloh, Zayden, and Casey, Lord, my God, remember our family, remember my family, and Lord God, we ask, Lord God, that you come to our aid quickly, woo, that you rescue us, that you lead us, that you guide us, my God, that you keep us from evil, that your hand be seen upon our life, woo, Lord God, we ask that you order our steps, Lord God, that you show us which way to go, that we will not be wise in our own eyes, Lord God. We thank you, Father God. There's no circumstance, there's no situation, Father God, that you won't invade, that you won't overcome. Lord God, we thank you, Father God, that you will rescue us from the hands of our enemies. Ooh, Lord God, we thank you that you prepare a table for us in the presence of our enemies. We thank you, Lord God, that you cause us to rest. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that you are such a good provider, that you supply every need we have according to your riches and glories. And we thank you, Lord God, that you give us some of the things we desire as well. Woo! We thank you, Lord God, today you are opening the doors that you designed that needed to be opened today, that include increase, that include multiplication, that include promotion, that include the shift, woo! That includes new beginnings, and that includes fresh starts. We thank you, Lord God, that we are reminded today you never leave us, you never forsake us. Thank you, Lord God, that you made us more than conquerors, that Jesus causes us to overcome. We thank you, Lord God, that the end result is victory. We thank you, Lord God, that you are completing a thing, that we are in your hands. You are the potter and we are the clay. Oh my God. And we are mindful of you in absolutely everything. Thank you, Lord God, that our tongue is the tongue of the learned, that we have the right words to say. Thank you, Lord God, that we have a sound mind, that we have the mind of Christ, woo, that our thoughts are not all over the place. My God, bridle our tongue, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that our feet is like hinds feet, that we are planted in your word, Lord God. And even though the path may be narrow, your grace is so wide. Woo! Your grace is so wide. Your grace is so wide. Your grace is so wide. Thank you, Father God, for the measure of your grace. Thank you, Father God, for brand new mercies. Thank you, Father God. Ooh, my God, and no matter the circumstance of the situation, Lord God, we choose joy. Ooh, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we thank you, Lord God, this morning for strengthening us. Ooh, we thank you for new strength, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for new mindsets, Lord God, that we are not victims of our past, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you do not shame us, and we will not live in shame. My God, the things that we face, things that we've done, they will become a living testimony. We will become living, walking epistles of what it looks like for your grace, of what it looks like to start over, what it looks like for new beginnings, of what it looks like for your power, of what it looks like for your, my God, we thank you, Lord God, that you forgive us and we forgive others. Woo! Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's the real test, Lord God, that we walk in love when we've been offended, when things haven't gone our way, Lord God. And we thank you, Father God, for grace and for a measure of your love that is poured out on us daily, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the freedom in Christ Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for your righteousness. Jesus, give us your holiness. Oh my God. Lord God, we'll fail, we'll mess something up, but your grace is sufficient and your love is so real. Ooh, and there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. We will not live condemned. We will not allow others to condemn us. Ooh, we thank you for Jesus. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, who is advocate, who is teacher, who is reminder of all things, who is comfort, who is strength, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that he teaches us all things, the things we need for today. Lord God, we thank you that we stay in your presence, woo! That your presence is with us and we stay in the present, that we will not have thought into tomorrow because tomorrow isn't here yet. We'll live in the moments. We'll live in the minutes. We'll stay in what we are. Oh my God. And we choose to do your good will. My God, Lord God, put the resources in our hands for the projects, put the resources in our hands for our family, put the resources in our hands for the ministries, for the business, Lord, cause clients to come, cause products to sell. Oh my God. Thank you, Lord. Give us a new mindset for what it's like to be kingdom entrepreneurs and king and to partner with you. We thank you, Father God. We will not be idle with our time. Teach us how to steward over our time. And Lord God, where we have become complacent, my God, help us to consider what you're saying in this season. Lord, help us to live bold and sober and vigilant. Woo, with our eyes open, Lord God. Do not let fear and anxiety and worry overtake us. Woo, let your peace overwhelm and surround us. Your word says everything in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. My God, Lord God, with petition, we're bringing it all to you today. We're bringing it all to this moment. We're bringing it to you in prayer. We're bringing you our marriages. We're bringing you our children. We're bringing you our homes. We're bringing you our finances. We're laying our bodies and presenting it as a living sacrifice, Lord God. We don't want to be conformed to systems. Woo! We don't want to be conformed to this world's systems. I don't care if it's the system of the church. We want to be conformed to your kingdom, that your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Ooh, my God, Lord, thank you for causing us to live in a new mindset. Today, we will not be burdened by anything that is not truth. Lead us along the way. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord God. Some of us have real pressing present needs. Ooh! And I know you to be a good provider. So Lord God, I ask that you meet them in their needs. Oh my God. And that you release the favor and that you release the blessing and that you release the increase and you release the promotion. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that they lack nothing. They live in the Shalom, oh God, nothing broken, nothing missing, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that they feel your presence right now, that they know that they are not with you, Lord God. Lord, open their eyes so that they can see that greater, woo, that there is more of the angels, my God. Let them feel your presence right now. Let it overtake them. Let them know. Open their eyes so they won't be worried. They won't be confused. They won't be scared. Let them see that greater is you that is in them, woo, than he that is in the world. Lord, you said man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of your mouth. So Lord God, as we partake of your word today, Lord God, we thank you that it encourages us, that it uplifts us, that it takes us into a new mindset, that it transforms us, that it renews us, Lord God, that it gives us a new mindset, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for orchestrating new deals today. We thank you for contracts. We thank you for bills paid off. We thank you for debts demolished. We thank you for royalties received. We thank you, Father God, for student loans paid off. We thank you for supernatural debt cancellation. We thank you, Father God, for checks in the mail. We thank you for suddenlies. We thank you, Father God, for people who will hear you and bless our lives. And we thank you, Father God, for us, we hearing, and we be a blessing in the other life. Cause us to be a blessing. Woo, my God. Your word says, give and it shall be given unto us, pressed down, shaken together, runneth over and poured into our lap. So we thank you, Lord God, as we give love today, it's poured into our lap. We thank you, Father God, as we, woo, my God, just take care of the people around us that it's poured into our lap, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for a new vision. We thank you, Father God, for ears to hear. We thank you, Lord God, in this season, there's nothing holding us back. Ooh, if you said it, we can believe it, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we will not be stressed, that we will not be strained, that we will not be overwhelmed by decisions, because your word says all we got to do is ask for wisdom, ask for your perspective, ask for how we should handle things. And we thank you for that, Lord God. Ooh. We thank you, Lord God, for a fresh anointing today, Lord God, one that destroys the yokes of sin, sickness, and disease. Woo! We thank you for your holiness. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are speaking right now into the ears of every person that is connected to our destiny. Lord God, we cannot do what you have called us to do without the right help. So thank you for sending our help, Lord. We thank you that you're going before us already as we start this day, and that you are our rear guard, so we don't have to look behind us and fear what's behind us. You cover us with the cloud. You cover us with your favor. You hide us from the enemy. Woo! We thank you, Lord God, for the courage and the boldness to take new steps, to take new beginnings, to move from our past, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we will not be indecisive. Your children are not indecisive. Why? Because you are a good shepherd and they know your voice and you are leading them along the way. Lord God, let us rest where you tell us to rest. Woo! Let us move where you tell us to move. And Lord God, we will patiently wait on you, because your word says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount upon wings like eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. So Lord God, we thank you that if it seems like it's delayed, woo, that you are strengthening us, that you are getting us ready for the next. My God, there'll be no delays in the kingdom. There's no delays in the kingdom. There'll be no delays in our life. There'll be no delays in our finances. There'll be no delays in our healing. Woo! There'll be no delays in our restoration. There'll be no delays in our recompense, Lord God. So I thank you for suddenly. I thank you for quickly. I thank you for immediately. Like the woman with the issue of blood, the moment she connected to you, the moment she stretched her faith, Lord God, you did it immediately. I thank you, Father God, today for the immediatelys, for the suddenlies. I thank you, Father God, today for the breakthroughs. I thank you, Father God, today for your power. I thank you, Father God, that you are with us and this world will know it, and we will be a sign and a generation to all. I thank you, Father God, that we will press today in our into our destinies. We will not be hindered. We will not be limited. We will not see the old. We will see the new. Woo! Cause it to happen today. Woo! Cause it to happen today. 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 Woo! Thank you. Thank you for your loving kindness towards us. You are a kind Father. Thank you for your loving kindness towards us. My God, thank you for your mercy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for how you bless us. Thank you for how you keep us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father God, for our new hearts. My God, thank you. Come on, put your hand. Right here. Lord God, we thank you for the new heart. Ooh. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God, for the new heart. My God, thank you for cleansing our hearts. Thank you, Father God, that we will not walk in old ways. Thank you, 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 that the blessing is rich and it add no sorrow. Ooh. Thank you, Lord God, that we keep our eyes on you. My God, we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over this day. Woo! Over our homes, over our cars, over our workplaces, over our neighborhood, over our community, over our mind. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. We will not shrink back in this season. My God, I thank you. My God, I bless you. Lord God, remove every distraction and every hindrance from our life. Woo! Lord, I thank you. You can do more for us today than you've done all year. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm gonna read a few things over him, and thank you. I need you to hear me. There are second chances. There are new beginnings. You can start over. You are not imprisoned to your past. My God, God has so much power available. And if you will arrest your heart today, remember last week I gave you something in Jeremiah, and in Lamentations, but it's Jeremiah. And we always talk about the brand new mercies. But when he says he came to his mind, I want you to come to your mind today. I want you to come to your mind. Your mind today, it ain't over. It's going to happen. My God. I want you to put your heart under new management today. You have spent so much time having your heart under worry. Woo! You have spent so much time having your heart under anxiety. You have spent so much time having your heart under fear. Like, I want you to put your heart under new management today. My God. Come on. My God. God, invade our space today, Lord. We cannot continue from this moment forward without you. Woo! We just can't. We can't make another step, another decision. My God, we cannot go any further. Woo! My God. Some of us, our heart has been under the management of unforgiveness. Woo! Some of us, our heart has been under the management of offense. My God, Lord God. And if we're going to move forward, my God, then you are the only thing that can manage our hearts. My God. Thank you. I'm coming back here. Yes, sir. Market. I got you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. I'm going to read a few things over you and we're going to get right out of here, right? But I want to back this up because we read this scripture off and read two passages of scripture over you, some of it. We read this all the time, but we don't read this in the context, Mary, the context, Tiff, the context. We don't really read in the context of what we need to. And so we're asking God to clean out the wicked places, the evil places, the places of unforgiveness, because our heart is what manages us. Our heart is what guides us. And so if our heart doesn't come under new management, we'll come to the same space at the same time. I get it. I understand what you were saying to me now. This morning, the Lord was asking me, when the time comes, and I know what it means, will you forgive and will you trust the process? And I'm like, because that's the real test. Will you forgive? Will you trust the process? And will you trust the process? Because that's the real test. I have been in a understanding of God that I just never have experienced before and what it means to walk out His grace and mercy. So Psalms 51, we quote 10 and 19, but there's so much more in this Psalms than we've recognized. And really what David was praying was to be restored. Remember, your heart contains every deep-seated belief system that you've ever held or walked in truth in. There are some things in there that have been managing you that you don't even realize have managed you, and you've used them as a place of safety. Ooh, come on, Lord, urge us on to something deeper this morning. Urge us on to something greater this morning. Urge us on to something, oh my God, more beautiful and more powerful in you. So when David was praying this, Mary Queen, this was a prayer for restoration. Woo! That's what he was asking. He was like saying, Lord, restore me. Woo! And this was after he had messed up. Nathan had confronted him after he had gone to Bathsheba, after he had killed Uriah. This is him after he had messed up. That's honestly what happened. And so he's praying for God to restore him. And if you understand the nature between God and David, God is very clear to say David is a man after his own heart. So he's violated covenant, he's done stuff, but David is like, I need you to erase. Ooh. He's asking him, he's saying to him, Lord, don't relate to me on my actions. Relate to me based on what you said. He wants him to blot out. He's like, blot out my sins. Well, that's what the blood of Jesus does. That's what the blood of Jesus. I'm grateful. This is Old Testament, New Testament. The blood wipes and blots it out. But he's asking you to do it because he can't escape what he did. He can't himself cleanse what he did. He can't himself change what he did, but he knows that God can. And for those of us under the new covenant, under the blood of Jesus, I need you to hear me. It's already washed. It's already erased. Often what's wrong is we don't have the new mindset. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says we are new creatures. But often we operate in an old mindset because we don't spend time in the word enough to renew our mind to understand how God handles us, how God relates to us, how much God loves us, how much more God is interested in us finishing the course than he is punishing us. So here David is saying, Lord, relate to me on my action. Don't relate to me on my actions, but relate to me based on what you said. Woo! So he starts Psalms 51 out with, be gracious to me, God, according to your faithful love. Woo! According to your abundant compassion. This is how he starts out. He says, be gracious. Come on, put it in there. Put it in your notes. Put it in there. Some of y'all need for him to be gracious. He gives you brand new grace. He gives you brand new mercy. But some of y'all need him to be gracious. Lord, be gracious. You haven't even asked him that. Woo! Because you won't blot it out. Because you keep moving in it. Because you keep trying to course correct it. And here David is like, no, I need you to be gracious to me according to your faithful love. Woo! I ain't always faithful. I don't always show up. I don't always get it right. As it is, he said, first is Psalms 51, first verse. He says, be gracious to me, God, be gracious to Lakeisha according to your faithful love. Woo! According to your abundant compassion. My God. Remember in Lamentations 3, Jeremiah was like, one verse, I ain't got no hope. Next verse, he comes to his mind and he has hope and he reminds himself, I get brand new grace and mercy every day. Woo! Wait. I get brand new grace and mercy every day. So Jeremiah was renewing his mindset. You are responsible. Because some of y'all waiting on God to renew your mindset. That ain't how it works. You are responsible for renewing your mindset in the word of God. Woo! My God, you traveling heavy this morning, Holy Spirit. You are responsible for renewing your mindset in the Word of God. God not renewing your mindset. The Holy Spirit gonna bring it back to you, but God's not renewing your mindset. You're gonna renew your mindset according to the Word of God. Woo! And you're capable of doing it, because when you became a new creature, you received the mind of Christ. Woo! Thank you. Thank you for empowering us to live according to kingdom and not victims. Woo! My God. So he says, be gracious to me, God, according to your faithful love, according to your abundant compassion. Blot out my rebellion. Completely wash my guilt and cleanse me from sin. He knows that this is supernatural. He knows this is nothing in the flesh. His flesh may not feel worthy of his, but his spirit is leading him to a place because he has an understanding of who his Father is. And when you have an understanding who your Father is, I was praying this morning and I was like, man, if you want God to do exceedingly abundantly above all that he can think that you think of, you better change your thoughts and you better open your mouth, right? And because you're looking for God to do above what you're praying. Woo! One of my friends I said, what you need? She was like, can you come into agreement with me? Now, remember, I told y'all, seed to the sower. She told me something. She had sent an $8 seed, an $8 offering. She said, Lord, tell me to sow it. And how much. It was really funny. And then she was just talking about standing for a need. Remember, the Lord has been having me pray double, right? Y'all got to stay with me for a minute. Listen, Lord has been having me pray double. Sow the seed. And she, situation happened supernaturally. A lady said, come here, I got something for you. And she had been saying, I need an extra $300 this month. I said, okay, Lord, we thank you for the extra $300. Well, what the lady blessed her with was 12. Y'all might not understand the supernatural side of God. And if you've never experienced, you don't think it exists. And the only reason you don't think it exists because you never experienced it. And she came to me yesterday. She said, this all started with the $8 seed that the Lord told me to sow into your life. She got more than double. She got exceedingly abundantly above all that she got above beyond. She did. She said, I know for a fact that it started with $8. See, I keep explaining, or the Holy Spirit keeps explaining, it's not about the amount. It's about the obedience of God in this season. Whatever it is he asks you to do, whatever it is, it's not about the amount. It's not about the person. It's not about what you're doing. It's about the obedience of God in this season. God has already determined what he's going to do. He's looking for your obedience in the matter. So when the Lord has been having me pray double over their financial things, pray double. It feels foreign to me, but I hear him and I know that's what he's telling me to pray. And not just what you give here in this ministry, what you're giving, period. He's like, pray double wherever they give, wherever they sow, whoever they bless. Pray that it comes back to them in double. So when she's believing God for 300 and she gets 12, I just needed to throw that out there. I just needed to put that out there. So it says, completely wash away my guilt, cleanse me from my sin, for I am conscious of my rebellion and my sin is always before me. And then he says, against you alone have I sinned and done seeks evil in your sight. So he says, so you right when you pass a sentence. You are blameless when you judge. Indeed, I'm guilty. I was sinful when my mother conceived me. He said, I know you desire integrity in the inner self and you teach me wisdom deep within. Purify me. Woo! Come on, y'all. He goes, I need you to purify me. Woo! He said, I need you to purify me with hyssop and I'll be clean. Wash me and I'll be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. turn your face away from my sins and blot out all my guilt. Then he says, after he's prayed that, after he's prayed the beginning, then he says, then God create a clean heart for me. Woo! Create a clean heart for me. For me. Thank you for that, Nichelle. Nichelle said, speak. She said, this has been true for me since we prayed. She and I prayed together last year. My God. He says, create in me a clean heart, renew a steadfast spirit within me. Don't banish me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Now, for some of y'all who don't think the Holy Spirit don't show up to Jesus, here is David saying, don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Woo! Restore the joy of your salvation to me and sustain me by giving me a willing spirit. Then I will teach the rebellious your ways and sinners will return to you. And then he just goes on. And then he gets to the 17th verse because he knows the character of God, Mary. He knows, Brown, he knows the character of God. And he gets to the 17th verse. This is what I love. He said, 16th verse, you do not want a sacrifice or I give it. Woo! You don't want a duty. You don't want an action or I'll give it. He said, you are not pleased with a burnt offering. He said, the sacrifice pleasing to you is a broken spirit. Because he knows the nature of God. He goes, you will not despise a broken and a humble heart. Woo! You're not going to despise me, my God, for coming to you this way. As a matter of fact, this is what you require of me. Can I tell you something? When I was more immature, I used to ask the Lord to remove me from it, remove me from it. Now, my prayer is always help me in it, help me through it. Woo! Because I know while I'm in it or while I'm going through it, he's doing something in me. He's growing me. So I don't like, because I know the grace and I've learned that grace is sufficient. He said that when Paul said, I need you to take this out. He asked him three times and the Lord said, I ain't, because my grace is sufficient. I have enough power. Grace is the divine enable God to sustain you when the situation doesn't change. He says, I have enough empowerment to sustain you if or until or when or if it doesn't. Let me tell you something. My late husband lived with sickle cell anemia his entire life. The 13 years we were married, he was sick the majority of the time. The only time he was not sick was 9 months when I was pregnant with Josiah and 9 months when I was pregnant with Judah. I know what the sustaining power of God looks like when the situation never is removed. And I prayed and believed God for healing every day. But what God did for me and what God did for him until he would make his transition into his Father's hand was give us the grace to sustain us. And then he goes above and beyond what we think is necessary sustainment. I would not have been able to make it the 13 years if it had not been for the grace of God. While I'm in it, the healing never came here on earth, but the grace was still available. And when I would walk and tap into my own strength, I would be weary. But when I would tap into the strength and the power of God, meaning I'm not running before God's provision. Woo! I'm sitting back and letting the provision overtake me. Ah, God, I'm not running out in front of God trying to make it happen for myself. I'm surrendering. Woo! I'm walking in his wisdom. The grace always sustained me. You had to be Saturday. You need to be on Saturday's devotional to get that. When I stood in my stead to not, and there was many times, let me be honest, there was many times I ran before the grace of God because I wanted relief, not understanding that while I was in, he was doing something in me for this season that I'm in now. Woo! He was preparing me for where I am now. Listen, he says, you will not despise a broken and a humble heart. I'm gonna finish here. And I wanna give you a little Proverbs and we out. He said, you will not despise a broken and humble heart. And your good pleasure caused Zion to prosper. I dare you this morning. I dare you, no matter the circumstance, no matter the situation, I dare you to ask, Lord, cause me to prosper. Ah! Like, Lord, cause me right where I am, right where the situation. Remember, I told you Jeremiah 29 and 11. Yeah, I love to say, I love, you know, this is, we love to quote it, you know, we quote it. But what he was telling them is, I will teach you how to prosper in a hard place. That's what he was saying to them, because they had got a false prophecy that they were about to be out. And he was like, you ain't finna go nowhere. This ain't aligned with my plan I have for you. I do have a good plan. I do have a good future and a hope. But what I'm about to do is teach you how to prosper in a hard place. Here David is saying, in your good pleasure, cause Zion to prosper. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in righteous sacrifice. He was reminding God of what he said. Let me give you a little wisdom for today. This is Proverbs 2. My God. He says, my son, if you accept my words and store my commands within you, listen closely to wisdom and directing your heart to understanding. Furthermore, if you call out to insight and lift your voice to understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it like hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and you will discover the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up success for the upright. He is a shield for those who live in integrity, so that he may guard the paths of justice and protect the way of his followers. Ooh! Then you will understand righteous justice and integrity, every good path. For wisdom will enter your heart and knowledge will delight you. Discretion will watch over you and understanding will guard you. It will rescue you from the way of evil, from anyone who says perverse things, from those who abandon the right paths to walk in ways of darkness. This morning, as I was praying over you, the Lord was like, all they gotta do is ask me for the wisdom they need. Like, and I need to give them the need to accomplish what I've called them to accomplish. If they'll seek me, I will open. They will seek me. I will open the doors. I will open up to wisdom. I will provide the favor. If they will seek me, I will open. This is him. Because my wisdom is going to cause it to happen and cause it to come. All I gotta do is ask for wisdom and I'll give it to him this morning. I'm praying. I'll be like, all I gotta do is ask me for wisdom and I'll provide it. Well, how do I know? Because I think it's in Timothy. Well, I don't know if it's the wisdom from God, because there is a certain peace that follows it. Now, it may not be comfortable to your flesh, But it will, you will experience a peace in your inner man. That's it. I'm not even doing confessions today. This has been weighty enough. Lord God, I thank you for your word on today. I thank you we are sober. I thank you we are vigilant. I thank you we are rooted and grounded in your love, in your power, in your thought process. And what was spoken over to us today through the Holy Spirit will not be stolen from us. Will not be stolen from us. It will do a new thing in our heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Now I need you to do me a favor. If the Lord tells you to partner with this ministry, to give, go to the website, lmjministries.org, and it gives you all the ways to give over there. How to tithe the offering, talks to you about our projects. Lord, I thank you for blessing the work of their hands. Lord, I declare double over what they give. My God, not just to this ministry, to the people that they pour into, to the lives they sow into. I thank you, Father God, that the least that is coming back is double. I thank you, Lord God, for you doing exceedingly abundantly above more we can ask and think. Thank you. Thank you for a fresh start and a new beginning. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you so much more. Do me a favor. Go be loved today. Let someone else experience the love of God through you. And we will be back in the morning at 6 a.m. Sipping at 6. My God, I thank you that this word today propels us into our destiny. God, you're doing something new. Release, release the givers, release the blessings, release the healing, release us from anxiety, worry. Woo! Release us into something new today. In Jesus' name, amen. I love y'all. See you in the morning. Love. Peace and blessings. Thank you. Thank you for new beginnings. Thank you for fresh start. Thank you, thank you, thank you.